Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Lewiston, Maine police have released some details on the suspect in a mass shooting last night. Police are looking for Robert Card and say he is considered armed and dangerous. Police say that he has a history of military service and is a firearms instructor with a recent stay in a mental health hospital. A shelter-in-place order for the city was in effect last night. At least 22 people were reportedly shot and killed in multiple locations of Lewiston. That's about 150 miles north of Boston. At least 70 of people are being reported as injured. The manhunt continues. Bankrupt cryptocurrency exchange FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried is set to testify at his criminal fraud trial today. He is charged with planning a scheme that saw as much as $10 billion vanish from FTX customers. The liquidation of FTX, a Bahamas-based exchange, began in November of 2022. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has congratulated the newly elected House Speaker Mike Johnson. Yesterday, Trump spoke to reporters outside a New York courtroom and said Johnson is a tremendous leader and a tremendous man who will be a great Speaker of the House. New congressional and legislative district maps have officially become law in North Carolina yesterday. The votes cleared the state and Senate. The new district gives Republicans a 10-3 split in Congress and a supermajority in the General Assembly. Democrats claim they will fight the law in court. A Texas airport temporarily grounded all flights this week when a private jet left without permission and collided with another aircraft on the tarmac. It happened at Houston's William P. Hobby Airport around 3:30 p.m. local time Tuesday. The FAA says the unauthorized Hawker plane was attempting to take off when it struck a twin-engine Cessna as it was landing on a nearby runway. No injuries were reported. USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Capitol Police are reporting, with photographic evidence, they have referred Democrat Representative Jamal Bowman to prosecutors over his alleged intentional pulling of a Capitol Hill fire alarm last month while official government business was taking place. President Biden has sent a warning to Iran.
Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden warned Iran not to launch assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11 to go after ISIS and prevent its reemergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran or its affiliated groups against American soldiers. The remarks follow a recent incident where 24 U.S. military personnel were injured in a series of drone attacks on American bases in Iraq and Syria. I'm John Schaefer.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump takes a $10,000 hit from the judge in his New York civil case.
This penalty was imposed on Wednesday as the judge determined that he had violated the order for the second time. Just last week, Trump was fined $5,000 for failing to remove a social media post directed at the judge's law clerk. I'm Dave Collins.
The Rangers and Diamondbacks are set to play World Series baseball. Texas will host Arizona for Game 1 Friday night. Lance Pry, USA News.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's time for James Herson. Yes, the one and only, no baloney. We're talking about the best-selling author and legal analyst, Mr. James. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Not as well as the gal that is touching everything, turning to gold, including her boyfriend, Taylor Swift. I mean, wow, everything coming up roses for the It Girl, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. No. There's no question. You know, in a period that we're in, where the whole notion of celebrity and stardom and what used to be the movie star has faded away, and the infrastructure of Hollywood kind of fading away, Taylor Swift has risen and has upset the entire entertainment industry with what she's done with this movie. Mm-hmm. And she is arguably the biggest celebrity in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, what she's done with the Eras Tour is nothing short of remarkable. Here she's having stellar success, and she decides to go, okay, let's put, you know, a couple of million bucks, I think something like $15 million, and we'll tape the tour and put it on the big screen. And who would have thought that it would have gone absolutely boffo, right?
No, it's the biggest concert film in the history of movies. And the part of it, a lot of people don't quite understand this, but it makes sense with Taylor Swift that she would do this. But normally, when there's a concert tour movie, and there's been some of those movies done, mm-hmm. they do the normal distribution. They go with the big Hollywood studio and a big distributor and basically distribute to the theaters, have the marketing handled by the big studio, you know, the supposed expert.
Oh, yeah, of course. Right.
And Taylor Swift is known, she's done this her whole career. She's obviously a control freak, mm-hmm. and she takes control, but it always works out well for her. I mean, so what she did is negotiate an agreement directly with the theater owners. The biggest one that people know is AMC, but there's a number of these theater owner companies. And so, in essence, Taylor Swift is the studio.
Yes.
So now this film that's in more than $140 million in gross, normally the studio takes a big piece of that, but mm-hmm. instead Taylor Swift's operation and industry is not going to get that. And it, other people that are watching this, I'm sure they're in the music business, are saying, wow, I mean, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
But with many of them, the answer is that they can't, because part of this is the uniqueness of Taylor Swift, who's been in the public eye since, you know, essentially she was 15 years old. I mean, so she has longevity in an industry that doesn't have longevity. And there's some unique attributes. Now, she's gone through some really bad, dark periods, especially when she was competing with other pop singers. After her album called 1989, she switched from country to pop. And when you go into the world of pop singers, you're in the world of people like Miley Cyrus and Madonna and Rihanna and worse.
And Beyonce and Kanye and the whole...
The whole, yeah. And basically, female singers have horrible images, terrible lyrics, X-rated stuff. Cardi B's the worst of the lot. And so, unfortunately, this pure, innocent country singer went into some dark places. But I think the fact that she's reaching back to her roots and that what this heiress thing is all about, which she's big on, is personal biography of her and going back over the different eras of her career, which include being, you know, a country singer, an alternative rock singer, a pop singer, a kind of a hip-hop singer, all these different styles. But what's interesting, all through her career, like, for example, just give you a couple of examples. I can go on this. What Taylor Swift did for when her first album came out, which was called Taylor Swift, and she's just a teenager, she co-wrote and co-produced every single song on that album. She was signed to a record company when she started that didn't exist. It was called Big Machine. And the guy who signed her promised her family, once I get this company set up, she's going to have a lot of promotion, which she did. It worked out well. She was a country singer. But she got into a public fight with her manager. Anyway, she ended up doing a deal, creating her own company, essentially, where she controlled her own master recordings. When she appeared on Saturday Night Live, she actually hosted Saturday Night Live many years ago. She was the first host to write their own monologue. So this is the kind of stuff that she's always done. She
like you said, she's a control freak. I mean, this is like at every turn, right? She's controlling everything. That's great.
But it works out for her because she's got real good instincts. It's just she went into the dark spots. So and that's why I wrote an article on her. So my ending of the article, I'm saying, I'm hoping that she returns to the Taylor Swift that started out, that was innocent, soft, sang about true love, but, you know, and not all this sleazy stuff that her lyrics get into. She's a great and prolific and gifted songwriter. That's where the whole thing springs from. But she's also got pretty good business sense, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's very interesting. But Hollywood's, the Hollywood executives are quaking over this because they see, oh my gosh, we think the future's in streaming. We've abandoned these movie theater owners. And now Taylor Swift has shown people can go directly to them and bypass us. There's going to be independent filmmakers, Christian filmmakers who've already done this.
Oh, exactly.
There's going to be a lot of people. In a way, Mel Gibson did it with The Passion of the Christ because he got turned down by everybody. He had to distribute the film himself. So it was kind of, he had some assistant distribution companies, but he had to bypass the big studios. So, and their time has passed. You know, the biggest studio, of course, we talk about on your show all the time, is Disney. Disney's brand is tarnished. Disney is no longer trustworthy. And so there's people who are going to rise up and fill that gap. Taylor Swift has the wrong politics. I hope she sees the light. You know, she was raised Christian. She has a beautiful family, great parents. I mean, her father was a stockbroker. He had himself transferred to Nashville when she was 14 years old, because he really believed in her. That's a beautiful thing for a parent to do. Exactly. And if he hadn't done that, mm-hmm. she wouldn't be, you know, the big star that she is. She
no also doubt. We gotta, let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there. More from James Hurston after this. Stay with us.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just a way you like to hear from us. Our conversation with James Hurston continues. The New York Times best-selling author, media and legal analyst. James, as you were saying, her father moves, and we're talking Taylor Swift, moves her to Nashville. And, you know, this just seemed to be the place, especially, you know, with Christian music. I mean, Nashville has become, you know, the headquarters for Christian music production, has it not?
Oh, it is the headquarters for Christian music. And, of course, Music City mm-hmm. Grand Old Opry.
Country music, right?
Authentic mm-hmm. country music, which, you know, Taylor's early music wasn't this over-commercialized country that a lot of people call it bro country, formulaic, wannabe hip-hop country. I find it awful. But mm-hmm. Taylor's country era, her first tunes were authentic country, that each song had a story, and that's her deal. She writes mm-hmm. Stories. And the big thing that Taylor Swift has done that's different from a lot of artists, it's actually old school. She puts the audience first. She has this relationship almost like Donald Trump has.
Mm-hmm. Oh, his, yeah, it's
with the people.
Yeah, unbelievable.
She has it,
right.
Her fan base, they're called Swifties.
Yes.
And they have, like, really an intimate relationship with Taylor. And it's not like other artists. And she's had, mm-hmm. it's really weird. They had a big concert. She had one of her Eras concerts in Los Angeles. We had people coming to L.A. from all over the world, from
yes.
Europe and from Asia, bringing families, multiple generations, for this event of going to the SoFi Center, very inconvenient venue,
yeah.
and going down there and seeing this concert because of the fact that the concert, you know, it involves these, I think it's like 9 eras, yeah. and each one she's changing wardrobe, you know, in these eras. She's mm-hmm. putting on this, in which she's a veteran performer. There's choreography and costume changes. And it's almost like a Vegas show or something mm-hmm. like that. But when I say it's old school, people that had connection with the audience. So I think of Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
I think of Elvis.
Yes.
I think of individual artists. And I think of Donald Trump at his rallies. There's a connection. It's almost a bond.
Yeah, it really, well, you know, and the thing is, James, you know, for her, because especially she's carved out that niche with young girls that, gosh, I hope she, you know, like you said, I'm with you. I don't particularly care for her political inclinations, but she's doing a lot of good out there, and that hopefully, you know, that she's able to keep herself out of trouble. And that she, because of the young girls that are following her in mass, I mean, it's almost cultish, isn't it?
No, it is. And so she has a tremendous responsibility, and that's why I don't like, you know, this the two things, her political inclinations, as you said, but mm-hmm. also when she went through her darker periods, the way she dressed on stage, that whole thing. Because she's a role model. And I'll tell you
yes.
something that kids can learn who love Taylor Swift, that they can admire for, and parents can point out, is this woman's work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
She is a,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
it's funny that she is constantly writing, recording, touring. Her work is really serious to her.
Well, it's based on merit, James. She's earned it. And this is, you know, a clash with today's culture that thinks somehow you're entitled. I mean, she's worked her butt off.
Yeah, and because I think it's from her roots, I was going to mention that she went to a Montessori school that was run by Franciscan nuns. When she was, I don't know why her parents sent her there, but probably because of the Montessori. But she's got good roots. She was raised a Christian. She understands the spiritual meaning of work. Mm-hmm. There's something about work that, you know, we know the truth is that the infinite creator of the universe made us to work. We're
yes.
not supposed to be entitled to sit around. Sloth is one of the 7 deadly sins, the laziness.
Exactly.
And if there's one thing, Taylor Swift is not lazy. Because she throws herself into her work, you don't hear her having the problems that Demi Lovato has. You don't
right.
hear her have, you know, She's not.
Well, now she's an NFL darling. I mean, my goodness, she probably gets more TV coverage than Patrick Mahomes these days. You know, anytime she's at the game.
No, that's right. So that's because she's dating the best tight end in the NFL.
Travis,
I would love to see Taylor Swift embark on a new chapter in her life. I hope those two fall deeply in love, get married, have children, have future songwriters and tight ends, you know, whatever. But I think it's time. You know, maybe Taylor's afraid that if she has happiness with someone, that somehow this angst that's in her songs about her, she's always writing about problems in her relationships. Well, you know, she can write about joy of motherhood.
Girlfriend got to lighten up a little bit, James. She can't be this controlling. I mean, you think you're going to be that controlling with a guy like Travis? I mean, good luck.
Well, that's it.
Maybe that's the deal, is that the reason Travis has come into her life is to help her, you know, get over that delusion and just kind of enjoy life.
Yeah, I mean, I think her parents were praying for an alpha male to enter her life, and I don't agree with Travis either, who's a spokesperson for Big Pharma, you know. He's a great athlete. You don't get to his level, no way, without incredible work ethic and discipline, and of course, God-given talent. So he's similar. They're similar people. So yeah, I would love for Taylor to be a role model as a young mom. That would be great.
Exactly. Well, the other thing, too, James, that people very rarely talk about is her generosity. I mean, how much money did she give away on this Eras tour? I mean, she was feeding the homeless. She was feeding the homeless in just about every one of her tour stops.
Yeah, she is a philanthropist. I know there's some unsavory groups that are the beneficiary of some of her donations, but she also, there's some legitimate charities that get her donations. And I think Taylor, you never know, but, you know, she moved to New York, and that's when her politics changed. Mm-hmm. And it was around when her pop career soared. And being as big as she is and rubbing elbows with the Hollywood elite, I mean, there's a lot of currents that blow people leftward, and so therefore she has some woke politics that have infected her mind. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, it'd be hard for Taylor Swift, even if she woke up tomorrow and became a MAGA woman, she'd have to hide it. She'd have to hide it because her career would be impact.
Overnight. Are you kidding me? With the political winds of power that are flying around right now? I mean, you know, and that's it would be tough. I mean, it was tough for Donald Trump. I mean, it only cost him about 50% of his net wealth, and of course, all that's being debated right now in courts. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going on with this guy. It's hard to keep up with all the different indictments and problems that he's going through. And so, just let's get it over. You know, I just wish the Supreme Court would pick it up and just clean it all up, and you know, let's move on with our day and let's enjoy this great country, get this country back on track. James, we'll leave it there until next time we get together. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, media and legal analyst. Thank you, James. Take care, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs.
Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. A manhunt underway in Maine for a mass shooter who's considered armed and dangerous. Police are searching for 40-year-old Robert Card, who they are calling a person of interest. The new House of Representatives Speaker Mike Johnson hitting the ground running. Johnson's first bill as Speaker was a House resolution of support for Israel. GOP presidential candidate Donald Trump had some kind words for the new Speaker of the House.
As far as the Speaker is concerned, he is a fantastic gentleman, and I think he's going to do a great job. Mike Johnson, Louisiana, is going to do a great job. Thank you, everybody.
The former president also incurred a $10,000 fine for breaching a gag order in his New York civil fraud lawsuit. The penalty imposed yesterday as the judge determined he had violated the order for the second time. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kemp joins us now, the former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. Thank you, Bill.
Hey, I want to talk about your latest devotion, but before we do, I think we need to address, you know, what is happening in the Middle East. Leaders of families need not freak out. Understand that God is sovereign. He is in control here. And yes, it's pretty scary, the news that is happening and the pictures that we're seeing, and along with it, a lot of misinformation at the same time. But again, we need to understand and know who we can count on and who our hope is anchored in, right?
Yes. I was thinking about the fact that reality is the physical world, but there's so much to reality that is about God, which is the spiritual realm. And so many times, with all of our science and, industry and technology and our education and our false sense that we can control things and make things better as humanity, we forget about the dominant part of reality, which is the spiritual. You know, it's God in the invisible realm. Yes, he was visible when he came here in the form of Jesus. And yes, he'll be visible to us in eternity, you know, forever. He occasionally manifests himself in very obvious ways. But with this situation, let me just pray for a quick moment and I'll make my comment. Father, I only want to say something that is in agreement with your word of God, and that points to you as the perfect Father and Jesus as the Messiah, Savior, Lord, and coming King who will reign. And we pray for the peace of Israel. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray for the peace of the kingdom of God into Israeli persons and Palestinian persons, and noble soldiers and leaders, as well as ignoble terrorists and evil people. They need the solution of Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan has dominated and fooled many people, many leaders, many nations. We are not the judge of hearts, but we do pray that you would conquer the lies of Satan and move into people who have yet to receive you to bring peace, eternal peace. And for the families that are suffering and those who've lost and those who are in fear, we pray for the peace that surpasses understanding, which comes from turning to you, Jesus Christ, the eternal Emmanuel present with us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right. My comment is that the physical reality of what we see in the images on television, A, of course, we know that news can't give a perfect picture, and it typically doesn't. But that picture of the reality of the horror and the jeopardy the world is in, will Iran get involved, and how will China get involved, and how will we get further involved? What's going to happen in Ukraine? God is sovereign. God knows all of this. God knew all of this, and God has the script that will unfold. He uses fallen humanity and our evil motives to still turn things for his eternal purpose, which he is working out. All things work together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. His purpose is that we would be saved in Jesus Christ, conformed to the image of Christ, and that we'd be ambassadors for Jesus Christ to advance a kingdom that is beyond the visible, an eternal one. Mm-hmm. That kingdom will go forward. Christian people need not panic. They simply need to pray and show the hope of Christ in their countenance, and yes, have courage. And we do pray for world peace, for leaders to be influenced. But God is in control. We need not panic.
And the challenge we have right now, Jeff, to your point here, is to be in alignment with God's purpose. And you know you're in alignment with God's purpose when you are, you know, you're covered in his peace. Because his peace continues to pursue us. He doesn't want us to go running around pell-mell with our heads cut off, so to speak, you know, like a chicken here, you know. He wants us to be able to walk forward in confidence and knowing that we know, just as you said, that God is in charge. He is sovereign over all this. And that
well,
his
you know
will...
What, sir?
Yes.
You just said if we have peace, it will let us know we're aligning with his purpose.
Yes.
That's a really good canary in the coal mine, a real good litmus test, a good way to measure. Am I surrendered to God, trusting God, aiming at the right kingdom, or am I worried about my comfortable kingdom, or even, you know, the democracy of America as a kingdom? Be a good citizen, yes, but think first about the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom
exactly.
of God. The things you need will be added unto you, said Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes.
I have a sister who's gone through some very hard issues in life. There are relational ones, health ones, family ones. She's learning some deep lessons of faith. And she said to me the other day, you know, I'm humbling myself and learning some lessons, but I really can sense that I'm aligned with God, as hard as this is, because when I lay down at night to sleep, I have peace.
Yes.
And that's what I'd like to ask our listeners to ask themselves. Do you have peace when you lay down at night? Even if there's cancer, even if the financial situation is tough, you might have a kid in college you're worried about. You know, obviously the world, you know, the world's affairs that we're concerned about. But if you don't have peace at night, it's because you're holding on to this kingdom, a lesser kingdom, and forgetting to seek first Jesus, his kingdom, and his righteousness is basically his grace gifted to you, because the only way you can be righteous is if you receive credit for his.
Exactly.
That brings that surpasses understanding. So
yeah, because you realize it's not about you. See, this is
not
the thing.
About God.
It's about him and his kingdom, and you're exactly right. And yes, and just like your sister and others who are going through tough times, it is tough. It's tough going through the fire and getting cooked, but it's the refiner's fire that we go through. And Jeff, I remember one time when I went through an experience like that, One of my favorite prayers I pray all the time, you know, on a daily basis is, you know, the Lord's Prayer. And it got to a point when, after, you know, as I was going through the refiner's fire, so to speak, I'd get to, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. I said, God, I can't pray that. I've had enough of your kingdom. I mean, with all due respect, I'm worn out, you know, can I, you know, and, but I had to be real with God. And it was one of the most real moments. And I'll never forget because I, you know, with my Catholic upbringing and, you know, the way guilt can come upon you, you know, through that, you know, religious upbringing.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I thought for sure I'm going to be toast. And, but it was like, you know, God just like drew near to me. It's okay. It's all right.
You know what, Bill? We've mentioned this passage before because it's the place where I kind of learned about facing the blitz Jesus' way. But it says from the Apostle Paul, Romans 5, that if we rejoice in God's kingdom enough, we can actually rejoice in suffering.
Yeah.
Because suffering brings us so close to God that our faith grows.
Yes.
And when our faith grows, our hope is expanded to eternity. And we actually sense more of God's love that Jesus would die on the cross and suffer for us when we're suffering than when life is easy and we really can't quite identify with what he did for us. So suffering has value in the spiritual reality, which is the larger part of reality. So I'm not rooting for suffering. I know you
exactly.
Want.
Yeah.
But we can benefit from it. So when you're suffering, don't go it alone. Don't isolate. Don't think you're the only one. Please reach out to a trusted friend. Ask a pastor to pray for you. Call a mentor. Fellowship with someone else. Let the burdens be shared one amongst another. That's the body of Christ. That's the family. That's the team. Don't go it alone.
Exactly. On that bit of admonishment, we will say adieu to my good friend Jeff Kemp. Jeff, how can people be in touch with you?
JeffKempTeam.com. JeffKempTeam.com. And I look forward to serving.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
It was your best vacation ever. You on a beach having a great time. Then some stranger walked up and said, "Hey, how'd you like to come here for the rest of your life?" And then he went on and on about how much money you could save. You listened, saw his presentation, ended up signing a contract. And now, 5 years later, you have a timeshare you never use. But you're still paying for it. That's the contract. But what if we could show you a legal way to end the contract and get out of your timeshare nightmare? It's called Timeshare Exit Defense. Our lawyers will work with the gigantic timeshare company lawyers and get you out of your agreement. No more maintenance fees, no more payments. Call now. Get your free ebook to learn how to exit your timeshare.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to pay bills.
When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Before the top of the hour, that is the time, and that means it is time for the one and only Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Dr. Ted, how you doing?
I'm doing well. It's fun to talk to you. Thank you for calling.
I always look forward to this. I want you to know how you make my week. I do not take you for granted. You're greatly appreciated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, let's talk Movie Guide review, The Burial. Is this family-friendly?
Well, The Burial is not family-friendly, but it's an excellent movie with a lot of Christian content. It's also got foul language, so we put it as, a -2, so it's caution, it's for adults, it's not for children, but what a powerful story. It's based on a true story. It's just one of the great movies of all time. It opens up the lawyer, who's a black lawyer, played by Jamie Foxx. And I've seen it. Half my team has seen it. We've all loved it. The lawyer is a preacher and a lawyer, and he's winning all these cases.
Wow.
And a man in Biloxi, Mississippi, where my great-grandparents came from, Biloxi, Mississippi, decides that he needs to hire this lawyer to the chagrin of all of his lawyers who are, good old boys. And he hires a lawyer, and they're fighting a tough case against a competing Canadian funeral home group that's trying to destroy everybody else. So it's a powerful movie. It's probably Jamie Foxx's best performance.
Really? Since, wow.
He played Ray Charles 20 years ago, and it's terrific. I can't say more about it. It's just, I could say a lot more, but I couldn't tell you any more enthusiastic comments than it's just a great movie.
I like the idea that it's justice triumphs over corruption, which could be a portend of what the current culture is dealing with here in America.
I know. And, Tommy Lee Jones does a great job. He plays this little family-owned funeral home, and he wants to leave something to his children. It's very pro-family, pro-business. And the sermon at the beginning is just incredible. It's worth watching the whole movie just for the sermon.
Wow. It's just too bad the language is aggressive, so you need to be forewarned on that, right?
I can't. I try hard to tell them not to put foul language in a movie, and that's, A friend of mine was the script doctor, I think. Did I tell you this on Casino for Robert De Niro? He had the script continuity. He had to sit there and take down everything De Niro was saying. De Niro used about 419 F words. It seems like that's the only word in his vocabulary. If he says he wants something, it's F. And if he says he doesn't want something, it's F. So some of these actors, in fact, this happens quite often. If you want to know the background, a friend of mine who did some of the greatest movies of all time. He did one movie based on his brother who had serious problems. He was an idiot savant is what they called him.
Mm-hmm.
And when Tom Cruise played his part in the movie, he started jumping up and down on the bed and saying the F word. But when Tom Cruise says the F word, it destroyed the family audience, but it also, it's hard to deal with an actor who has so much power. So that,
yeah, exactly. Well, I can tell you, when I was in the Marine Corps, that's what I was able to observe. The drill instructors could not say a sentence without the F word. And in fact, I think, and just for a sidebar, and it's tough because you can't have very many sidebar activities or entertainment when you're going through boot camp, in the Marine Corps especially. But we had one drill instructor, and I think he got up to, in one sentence, he used the F word 7 times, and we all stood up and applauded him because that was the record. So, it's there. And the other thing, too, what happens, and I've observed with this, is people who lean on language like that, they're not very intellectual. It stifles your intelligence because it becomes a crutch. And the F word becomes a replacement for an otherwise, a beautiful word or language that you could incorporate that could bless people and uplift. That's just my observation. So, for what
it's worth. Well, that's exactly what Spock said to Captain Kirk when they were on the bus in the third Star Trek movie, and one person on the bus said the F word, and Kirk said, "What is this?" And he said, "Well, they're limited in their linguistic ability at this 20th century."
This point of development.
Not the 20th. Now we're even more limited in our language.
Well, there it is. But we're going to encourage our audience to not get caught in that trap. And it is. I mean, because we see comedians all the time, and you can tell, the current genre, when they panic, when they start to lose it. When they start to lose it, somehow, they throw out an F-bomb, and the audience stupidly responds, and they laugh. It's going, no, that's not funny. I remember, to me, like George Carlin, I'm a little off track here, but I'm just telling some stories. George Carlin, who I thought, his command of the language was just absolutely brilliant. And I went to one of his concerts, and it was one of the final concerts he had given in before he retired. And I really admired his command of the language. But his ending salvo was just laced with F-bombs. And it was F this, F that, and the final one was, and F you. And he's saying this to the audience. And the audience stands up and gives him a standing ovation. And I go, no, I refuse to stand. I'm not going to participate in that. That's an insult.
I grew up in the industry, but The Burial is a great movie, and it doesn't have that many F-words.
Okay.
It's obnoxious, but... beyond that, it's very Christian, very family-oriented, mm-hmm. very positive, and it'll encourage you that when you're being oppressed by a gigantic corporation or whatever, mm-hmm. That there's hope, that there's a way to overcome. The little guy can win.
Yes. Even today, as crazy as it's gotten, but that's a whole other topic, which leads us into the next movie, Police State.
Yeah, Police State is on tonight. By the way, so this is the night you have to see it. It's the only night that it's going to be in Fathom in theaters. And it's very well done. It's 3 stars, not 4 stars, because it is a documentary, and documentaries. Mm-hmm. It's Dinesh D'Souza. The fact that the FBI, CIA, Department of Justice, and the Democratic Party have started to attack their enemies. And the stories in there will just amaze you and will help us to deal with them. It's very moral, and it's got a few smattering of foul language because he's doing documentary with some dramatized pieces. But what these groups. You know, I used to be with the U.S. Attorney's Office, Southern District of New York, in 1979, 1980. My son was a U.S. attorney in New Orleans. And really, the politicization and the self-serving attitudes and the cases that he brings up, and this poor guy in Brooklyn who's old and his mother's dying, and they come in and break into his apartment, and these two mothers who go to the school board meeting and they're complaining about what's being taught, and they come into the mother's apartment with the FBI breaking down the door and arresting. These are true stories. What kind of a country do you live in where the FBI, because you went to the school board and said you don't want to hear your, you know, your children being propagandized, that suddenly the FBI shows up and blows down your door and arrests you, a mother who's very, you know, gentle. What are you doing in front of the kids? Why?
Oh,
I mean, there are a lot of these stories. And some of these people win, and some of them are in jail now, today, for things that, you know, were free speech a few years ago, and the Constitution isn't being considered. So police state is good for people who want to know what's going on today.
Well, it'll be an eye-opener, so that will play today. This is one of the articles in Movie Guide that you published. It says, regarding an influencer that's warning parents about dangers of social media.
Right, and we've been trying to do that for years, and it's just nice to see people who are really in the media, who are popular, who suddenly get to the side of saying, we got to protect our children, we got to teach them. Of course, we know how to do that. We have books on teaching your kids to be media wise. We have tools for teaching your kids to be media wise. And we have a proof that you can teach your kids to be media wise. Back in the late 70s, I brought together 62 professors and we developed the first media literacy course. But the point of this is that there are a lot of people who are stars, who are media influencers, who are people who are suddenly becoming concerned about the influence of the media on their children. And it's getting worse,
frankly, and
they're getting more aggressive about, you know, especially the news media and some of the networks about converting your children. And if you, the best thing we can do is not look at the news and move to Alaska.
Well, or do what Chuck Norris says. He says he's telling parents, you know, we need to pray for our young students of America. And this week we had C at the poll. So a lot of students across the country meeting up at the poll with their Bibles, praying for their schools, their teachers, school boards, and their governments. So this was an exciting time. So it's not all gone to hell in a handbasket. We can still have hope, right?
It's not the worst of times. It's not the most divisive times, as we've talked about. Probably the Civil War was the most divisive time in America. But the revival broke out during the Civil War, so it's not the worst of times.
Well, he is the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, the infamous Dr. Ted Baer. Thank you, Ted. Take care. God bless.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jim.